Last Shabbos, the oven in Shul turned off, and there was fully cooked food in the oven, in Shul's Kiddush food. And the question was, can a non-Jew turn on the oven on Shabbos morning to warm up the hot Kiddush food? So this is a question of Amir Lenachri. What are you allowed to tell a non-Jew to do on Shabbos? The Shulchan Aruch on Aruch Chaim, Siman Shin Zayin Seif Hey, states that if there is something which is only Aser Mishum Shvus, it's only a rabbinic prohibition, Mutal Yisrael Lomar Lein Yehudi La'asoso B'Shabbos, you can tell a non-Jew to perform an action which for you would be an Issur D'Rabbanan, as long as it's either a mixas choli, tzorach harbir, or mitzvah. As long as there's a partial sickness, a minor sickness involved, a great need, or for a mitzvah. So for our purposes, we would say that a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah is permitted. That a double drabanan, meaning there's an issur drabanan to tell a non-Jew to do malacha, and you would be allowed to tell a non-Jew to perform, to do an action, which would only be an issur d'rabbanan for you on Shabbos, as long as there's a mitzvah. So, potentially, if, let's say, if we were to hold that, having the Kiddush food, hot Kiddush food is oneg Shabbos, which is, it can make a strong argument for that. So, shvus the shvus makom mitzvah. The problem is that turning on an oven such that the coils of the oven are red hot, so this would not be an Issur D'Rabbanan, this would be an Issur D'Oraisa. And the truth is, there is a Ramah in this Saif, it cites the Itur, who says, Yesh Mekilim Afil Malacha D'Oraisa, that there are those who are lenient, the Itur is lenient, to allow you to tell a non-Jew to set aside an Issur D'Oraisa, Torah prohibition, for the purpose of a mitzvah. However, this is generally not the accepted opinion. Mr. Brewer in Sifkat and Chavdal says that, and it, that the that above the Rabbah writes, we should be strict and the Itur is only Das Yachid, and the Rif Rosh and the Rambam argue on him, and other Rishonim argue on him. So the general rule is that for an Isser D'Oraisa, we won't tell a non-Jew to set aside an Isser D'Oraisa for the purpose of a mitzvah. Now, Mishnah Berurah does say, though, in Sif Katan Chaf Hey, that you can tell a non-Jew to set aside an Isser D'Oraisa b'makom mitzvah d'rabim, if it involves the masses, a lot of people. So in our case, we would be allowed to tell a non-Jew to turn on the stove to warm up the Kiddush food, because that is tzorech rabim for the purpose of a mitzvah. Now, question is, how you define tzorech rabim? So here, Rav Usher Weiss is of the view that tzorech rabim only includes the needs of the community or the shul, but would not include the needs of, let's say, 10 guests. However, Rav Schachter and Rav Willig disagreed, and they would hold that even, let's say, 10 people would be considered tzorech rabim. So, for example, let's say you have the stove turns off in shul, and there are 10 or 15 people or 20 people that are going to have a kiddush lunch and after the kiddush in shul. So you could even turn on the oven just for the 20 people, according to Rav Schachter and Rav Willig. But what about for an individual? Let's say my stove goes off in the middle of the night. I have hot food on the stove or in the stove. And is there any way, and it's fully cooked, is there any way to salvage that hot food to make it warm on Shabbos day? So I can't turn on the oven. I can't have a non-Jew turn on the oven, because that would be telling the non-Jew to set aside an Issur D'Oraisa that we generally don't hold like the Itur. So the one suggestion that I have is the following. Even though an individual cannot tell a non-Jew to turn on the oven, that's an Issur D'Oraisa, but if you have a hot plate, again, plugging in a hot plate would also be an Issur D'Oraisa, because there are coils there that also turn red hot. That would be the malacha of Havara, just like the stove. But if you have a timer and you have a hot plate, so then you would be allowed to tell if you need this hot food for your Oneg Shabbos, then you might be allowed to tell a non-Jew to plug in the hot plate on a timer so it doesn't go on right away. What you're at, and now when the non-Jew, and plugging an electrical appliance, if there's no heat, like a coil to heating up, or then that would only be an Isser Derabbanan according to many poskim. And the fact that the coils are not getting hot right away, but it's on a timer. So that's grama. So that would be also an only Isser Derabbanan. So that would be a solution for you as well. In a community setting, for Tzorach Rabim, you can have a non-Jew tell the non-Jew directly to turn on the oven for the Rabim, for the community, or for a lot of people. For an individual or individual family, so that would be problematic. But what you could do, if you have a hot plate and a timer, you could tell the non-Jew to plug the hot plate into a timer that will go on in a few hours. So then it would only be what the non-Jew would do was only an Isser Derabbanan. And then you can apply the principle of Shvus to Shvus, but Makom Mitzvah, to allow you to ask a non-Jew to do that.